With our 5 o'clock hour comes something even better. DeForest Buckner, 49ers defensive tackle, Pro Bowler, stud lineman, joining us on the program right now. And DeForest, thanks so much for taking time in a short week to chat with us. I guess the first place to go here is you take your first loss on Monday night. How do you guys as a team go about putting that in the rear view as quickly as possible to get ready for another division football game coming up Sunday?
Yeah, we watched the film from the last game as a team, you know, this morning, and you know, it just, it was an unreal game. I mean, you know, it was a close one. It just shows the ups and downs. You know, just watching the film showed the ups and downs of the game, and just the resilience that the guys had, you know, to really try to stick it out all the way through the end. Obviously, we came up short, but it's a good learning experience. A lot of the guys who's been in playoff games and around, you know, been to the playoffs, they all said that felt like a playoff game. And, you know, obviously we came up short, but there's things that, you know, we could have played a lot better as a team, you know, in all aspects of the game, and we can, you know, pick those things out and get better from it.
Since almost nobody goes 16-0 in this sport, do players view games like Monday nights where they could have won but didn't as just sort of the cost of doing business in the NFL, that sometimes you just don't get what you want no matter how much you apply to it?
No, most definitely. Like you said, it's hard to go 16-0 in this league. You know, every week is a new challenge. It doesn't matter, you know, if you're going against a team with a losing record, a team with a winning record. It really doesn't matter. It's whoever plays the best team ball that day. And, you know, obviously we made a bunch of mistakes on all aspects of the game, and we could have been a lot cleaner, you know, with all the things that we did. And obviously we didn't execute the way we should have, and we came up short. So, I mean, that's just the nature of the game, and, you know, all you can do is learn from it.
DeForest, I've been to literally hundreds of 49er games, and that did feel like a playoff game. I'm going to tell you that right now. That was absolutely a playoff level. The physicality was unbelievable. I'm curious, though, as far as like slowing you guys down, your defensive front, something I haven't seen, going back way, I've never seen them check in a lineman like 80% of the time like they did. Number 74 kept getting announced
George Fant
as an eligible receiver, and we know he was kind of staying in to block. What did you think about the Seahawks employing that tactic?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's been part of their, you know, their scheme and, you know, their offensive game for a while. I mean, we've seen it last year, but obviously, this year, you know, they've you know, did it a lot in this game, and it's really just, you know, obviously when they have that extra guy in there, you know, he's going to either be an extra guy from the, you know, play action pass, you know, or in the run game, so kind of narrows down the, you know, the what they could do out of that package, you know what I mean, so to speak.
I'm curious about the guy who you've been playing alongside for the first time this year. And obviously, we've spent a lot of time talking about Nick Bosa. The whole NFL has spent a lot of time talking about Nick Bosa. We all know he's incredibly good at this thing. But I'm curious for you, knowing this guy's coming in as a number two overall pick, knowing he was probably going to be pretty good, what has shocked you the most about the level he's performed at so early in his NFL career?
Yeah, consistency. You know what I mean? You know how consistent he's been playing. You know, and the whole, I mean, it's hard, especially at this level, to play at a consistent, you know, at a high level consistently. And you know, he's been able to do it week in and week out, and that's what's been most, you know, most impressive to me. You know, especially at such a young age.
Okay. Last night we find out that Oregon is probably farther away from a playoff spot than they were the week before. Have you abandoned all hope of the Ducks getting a spot?
Oh, that's mean.
Definitely well, no, I just
not.
It's just
definitely not. I'm a definitely not. I've been supporting the Ducks ever since I left. So you know, I've been hoping for that playoff spot. We dropped the ball against Auburn. We came up short, and you know, we should definitely be in the playoffs, man.
Well, no, I'm not saying whether they should or not. I'm just saying is, do you look at what the committee did last night and go, God, we're going to get hosed?
I didn't even see what they put us at. What did they put us at? Because we're at 7.
Yeah, I think you dropped a bit because they reassembled it, and now Alabama's 5. And
well, they're at 6, right?
They're at 6?
Yep.
Okay, so, I mean, they'd have to run the table and have a lot of things happen, including LSU run the table, too. But I don't know. I just think that Oregon is one of those teams that is destined to be 11-1, 12-1 after they win the conference, and then just sit there going, oh, good, it's the Holiday Bowl.
Yeah. No, yeah, if they run the table, man, and things, you know, the things fall our way, I mean, we definitely deserve to be in that playoff.
All right, DeForest, take me through that huddle. Right before Dre Greenlaw makes that play, I'm watching from my section in 327, and I could see Fred Warner is just jarring at everybody on that, like, make a play. I don't know. What's he telling you guys? Right before Russell Wilson, I was shocked to see him throw a red zone interception in that situation. What's going through the huddle? Who's talking? How are you getting you guys prepared for that? Because I felt like the game was going to be over, and for you guys to make that play right there, that was just unbelievable.
No, yeah, I mean, throughout the whole game, I mean, even when we were down by 11, you know, all the guys, even on the defense, you know, when we gave up those, couple touchdowns on those turnovers, you know, the whole time we were just telling each other, you know, we got this, it's all good, and we got a lot of ball left, and, you know, we can make a play. We need to help the offense out and make a shorter field, get the ball back, or, you know, or score if we need to. And that's what we've been telling each other the whole game, you know, each drive. You know, each drive we try to dap each other up and, you know, make sure everybody's locked in and, you know, pretty much, you know, it's kind of a signal of, you know, letting each other know that we got each other's back. And, you know, and in that drive, obviously they were driving the field and, you know, guys are tired. Everybody's tired, but you gotta try and find that little in you that you can do.
Well, what's Sherman saying? What's he saying at that point in the game?
I'm going to be honest. I can't remember what everybody was saying because everybody was talking, you know what I mean? And it's loud, so I can't give you specifics on, you know, or quotes on what people said. But it's just everybody's just talking, trying to pump each other up, you know, it's just to make one play. And Dre came up with a big one.
So the guy who made that play, as you just said, Dre Greenlaw, obviously big play. I'm curious, though. We talked a lot last week leading up to it about how tough it was going to be to replace Quan Alexander and the job he does cleaning up stuff behind the defensive line, allowing you guys to be aggressive. How much does Quan going out affect the way you're able to play, and how good a job do you feel like Dre did cleaning that stuff up?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it hasn't affected, you know, the way any of us play. You know, we all trust whoever steps up and, you know, tries to replace somebody. Obviously, now, you know, Quan is irreplaceable. You know what I mean? He's one of a kind. But, you know, to have a young guy like Dre step up and make a big-time play and, you know, play at a high level all, you know, the entire game, you know, it just shows the depth that we have, you know, on the defense.
As you get prepared for Arizona, how much was already done the first time you played them, and how much do you have to change? And I know that you have different personnel every week, but in terms of what you want to do, do you largely take what you wanted to bring into game one and just sort of say, this is what we need to keep doing?
Yeah, I mean, there's things that, you know, in the game that we've done, that we did well, and things, obviously, that didn't work. And obviously, I'm not going to give you guys specifics, but...
No, we need six.
No, but I mean, there's certain play calls that we played in the game that, you know, worked for us very well, and there's things that we didn't need to run, and also it's just like I feel like a lot of guys we were kind of, you know, I would say not really, we're kind of slow, you know what I mean? I don't know. That's just the feeling that I get watching the film, you know what I mean? Guys' eyes were everywhere. You know, we weren't really looking at our keys. I'm specifically talking about the D-line. And, you know, it was probably one of our, not going to lie, one of our worst games all year. And so it's just like little things on, you know, trying not to look at everything and just focusing on our keys, you know, each play. And really just getting lined up because they templed us and, you know, and throughout the second half, and a lot of the times we weren't ready to go.
What's it like going up against Russell Wilson? I can imagine, like, you just guys get so frustrated. This guy's Houdini out there. You think you got him bottled up, and then he's scrambling right, and you think he's going to run, and then he throws a floating butterfly pass down the sideline, and DK Metcalf's making a play. Tyler Lockett's making a play. How hard is it to play against Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I mean, he's a talented guy. I mean, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and, you know, that's why they pay him the big bucks. But, yeah, I mean, rushing him is, you know, you really got to know where you are in your rush. You know, obviously, as a D lineman, you want to rush to win. when you're going against an offensive lineman. But with him, he's able to, you know, he can step up in the pocket. He can, you know, scramble, spin out, and he does a really good job with kind of, you know, if you beat your guy, you know, step in a certain way where he can actually get his old lineman to recover and block you again. So it's little things like that that he's really good at, and it's really just making sure you contain them all together as a D-line.
DeForest Buckner, defensive tackle for the San Francisco 49ers, is our guest, and I want to apologize to you, DeForest, because I can't believe I let 10 minutes of this go by without pointing out that you scored a touchdown on Monday night. Yes. Did I see that was your first touchdown since high school?
Yes, it was.
Now that it happened, are you going to prepare a more elaborate dance so that next time you're ready with something super, super exciting?
I don't know. We'll see what happens. I kind of did the LT because I was a big LT fan.
Yes,
growing up.
Very solid. I saw the ball flip. I appreciate that.
That could be sufficient.
That's look, LT, one of the great touchdown scorers of all time. Absolutely.
Hey, DeForest, you know, when you see Robert Saleh on the sidelines screaming, I mean, just like he's just losing his mind, like he just got a pump on, and then Chris Kocurek is getting everybody fired up on the sidelines. What's it like to be around that staff?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I love our coaches, you know, all the staff. I mean, the energy that they bring, you know, day in and day out, and also obviously on game day, you know, you guys see Saleh and all them all pumped up on the sideline, man. They're just really passionate, you know. I mean, they're, you know, they wish they could be out there, you know what I mean? And especially with Saleh, he's seen all his play calls come to life, and you know, when we have so much success, I mean, you know, he's winning too. So, I mean, it's just awesome to have that type of energy on your side.
DeForest, we hope all that success continues. We very much thank you for taking the time to hang out with us for a little bit, and good luck taking on the Cardinals on Sunday.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate you guys for having me.
Big fan of DeForest Buckner.
DeForest Buckner. And it's easy to forget now that you have arguably the best team in the NFC, but a lot of DeForest Buckner's career, he's been by far the best thing on the San Francisco 49ers. And boy, it's nice to see him get to taste some success after all that.